The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. So I think we would all be the first to admit that we're a long way from being perfect, and in fact ever being perfect. So let's leave that line for a couple of moments and go back there a bit later, see how we can sort out that and deal with the first difficulty in the gospel this morning, which is love your enemies. What does that really mean? Or why would Jesus say that? Or why would Matthew quote Jesus as having said that? Love your enemies. What does that mean? Well, you know, there's enough violence in the world. And the world, the one thing that abounds at the moment is hatred, isn't it? You find it everywhere. It's here in this country, and it's not just here, but it's everywhere. And you have countries, you know, world leaders, you know, fighting against each other, dictators punishing people and locking them up, and it's all out of really hatred. And hatred begins in our own heart, and I was going to say 9 times out of 10, but I'd say 99% of the time it comes from fear. That's one of the real causes of hatred, fear. Fear. When you're a fearful person, you're often full of hate. And also, you got a good way of, two things. When you retaliate in that way, in other words, violence begets violence. That's very true. The more violent you are towards somebody, you encourage them to be violent back to you. And so the best way, Jesus gave the example, when you feel rejected or when you feel somebody has something against you, just try and get on with your life. Keep on doing your best. And when you realize, and this leads us down to the next point at the end of the gospel, all of us have a shadow side, and always will. In every person there's shadow and light. And so part of being perfect is making friends with your shadow side, because you get to God more by doing it wrong than more by doing it right. And that seems almost a contradiction. You come to God more by doing it wrong rather than always doing it right. Now, if you've always do it right and you get the idea, I'm pretty perfect, what happens? Deep down, pride. So when I'm conscious of my faults and my failings, I'm not going to get upset with your faults and failings. I'm going to accept you more. That's very, very important. So that part, and in the Gospel of Luke, be perfect just as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Luke quotes that as, be merciful as your Heavenly Father is merciful. In other words, be merciful towards your shadow side. Don't fight against it, but accept it. Now let's stand and pray.